I'm at the Game Developers Conference, and with me today is a special guest. How about you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Tom Blind. I'm the founder and developer for Double Vision Games, as well as co-founder and lead game designer for Backflip Studios, which is an up-and-coming iPhone development company.
Okay. Can you talk about, what kind of games does Double Vision Games make, and what kind of games does Backflip?
Well, Double Vision Games was sort of an experimental thing. I just wanted to try doing some online card games to see how that would go over in the iPhone market, just because it's such a rapidly growing gaming platform. But Backflip, we're planning on doing a lot more original titles because that really seems to be where the real action is at these days. So we have a list of ideas we're going over right now, but I can't really discuss too many of them.
Sure thing. Can you talk more about iPhone development, some of the challenges, and how long it took for you to make? You did a card game?
Yeah, I did online Euchre as well as online Spades. Both of them are card games, which are pretty popular in the U.S. here, and they can be played solo against AI or against other people over all the various networks that the iPhone supports. iPhone development in general, I'm really fascinated by because it is exceptionally easy compared to previous mobile platforms. I'd never really gotten my hands dirty in any of the previous platforms, but the iPhone was just so quick to pick up the SDK and go to town with. It supports OpenGL ES and a number of other common APIs and such, that porting things over from the PC and the Mac is very easy. So that's sort of why I jumped on that bandwagon real quick.
And when did you release the game?
Let's see, Euchre we released back in December, mid-December.
Sure.
And then Spades was actually released not a week ago. So.
And how is the online play working? How's that going? Because that's a little different than, I know it's an emerging trend now on the iPhone platform where people are actually doing these online things.
Yeah, I wanted to jump on the online thing early just because the iPhone has such a vast amount of connectivity, you know, whether it be on Wi-Fi or just over the cellular networks. I really thought that's kind of where it's going to excel in the future. With Euchre, you know, that was sort of our experimental game with the online playability. It took a few iterations before we really ironed out the kinks and developed a strong online community with it. You know, just sort of the things that are becoming more obvious now, but being able to have people drop out of games and have AI take over for them so that it doesn't frustrate the other players, that was sort of a big key aspect.
Yeah, can you talk about other kinks that you had to address to make sure that the online play was actually fun?
Well, let's see. I mean, for the most part, it came together pretty well. People were very into the idea of being able to play online. The problem with slow connections or people dropping out was sort of the big kinks that we spent most of our time dealing with.
What about avatars and just user identity or user profiles? Is that something that users want? I know there's like Facebook Connect now with the iPhone.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. Right now we don't have a whole lot of that in the game, but that's really where we're focusing on directing that at this point. Facebook is something I'm looking into as a possibility for developing a whole avatar profile system, because it's already seems to be well put together, and
sure.
And it's a great way to also advertise your game because so many people use Facebook these days. So
yeah,
it's something we're seriously looking into.
And what are other ways you're promoting the game? Is it just through the App Store, or are there other things?
The App Store is really the 99% of the way to advertise. I mean, we've tried other advertising venues, just articles on websites and blogs and things like that, and just nothing is nearly as effective as being at the top of that new release list in the App Store. We actually dealt with a serious problem with Spades because the App Store was going through some rapid changes, and there were some bugs in the release list that was keeping it from being updated, and it actually had such a dramatic effect on our first sales for online Spades simply by not making the new release list.
Sure.
Fortunately, we've recovered since then, made it to the top of that list, and have been doing much better since then. But
yeah, and how do you keep up on, because I know they're like now games released every day. I mean, how are you differentiating yourself, and how are you staying in like the top 100 or whatever you need to be to actually make money on the platform?
It's a tough business. There's so much competition these days. Euchre doesn't do as well now because so many competitors came into the market.
Sure.
That none of us, you know, we're all splitting the sales of the Euchre players at this point, and it made it a much tougher market. So I would say originality is really key in keeping yourself up there and pushing frequent updates, because users really like to see that you're actively working on improving the game. So I would say those are the two big key elements.
You know, if you release an update, do you have to resubmit to Apple and it has to get approved again? Because I know there's this talk about how long it takes to get approved. So what's the...
Yep, it's an ever-increasing problem. When I first started releasing updates, they'd take an average 4 days to get through. Now they're averaging about 8 days to get through.
Okay.
And I don't really blame Apple for this. They're just swamped in submissions for this stuff.
Sure.
So it's a tough problem, but I feel like Apple is working towards making that a better situation. But it's going to take some time.
And can you talk about the business model? Do you have like a free version and then people buy a paid version, or is it all paid, or how does that?
We're all paid right now. Some games benefit more from the free version than others. Our games, it would be very difficult to provide a free version that would have enough functionality to make it fun, but not without giving away the whole thing, you know what I mean? So for our games, we didn't feel that was really the best way to go, although a lot of other games have done very well with the free-to-paid model, such as iShoot, you know,
is
the example everyone knows.
Exactly, iShoot. What about the virtual goods model? I mean, is that something that you're looking at now that iPhone has released that opportunity?
Absolutely. One of the key features of both our games right now is theme systems. There's downloadable themes, and we're submitting new ones all the time that you can download. And so we're considering moving over to a business model where we can decrease the initial price of the game down to a very low amount and then start selling some of the fancier themes using the new system that Apple's putting in place.
And, you know, what about online MMOs now that are popping up on iPhones? Kind of like text-based, literally text-based MMOs. They use online connectivity. Is that something you guys are looking into? Because it allows you to be original in terms of content and at the same time leverage the online connectivity that's kind of emerging now.
It's certainly something that we've discussed a few times over, you know, as a possibility. The connectivity is still, there's a lot of issues there with it being slow over the cellular networks and stuff.
Sure.
Right now, the easiest thing to do for online connected games is turn-based games where having a real-time connection isn't mandatory. And MMOs tend to demand a little more real-time action from the networking, so
okay.
It's a bit of a challenge right now, but I think it's doable, and I'm sure a lot of people are looking at it.
Okay, great. Any last words then for potential iPhone developers?
It's a tough market, you know. You gotta be willing to stick it out and try some things before you're ever going to see any success. But there is definitely a lot of opportunity there. It is the place to be right now.
Okay. And you're working with a partner. I mean, does that help or does that slow things down?
Oh no, absolutely helpful. I could not have done this alone. I'm actually working with a couple of friends of mine who've been helping me with all the art and everything, and helping with quality assurance testing, which is vitally important. There is no way I could have done this alone, definitely.
Great. Thank you very much.
No.